Welcome everybody. Shir number 1358. We're learning today Leilah Nishmas Moshe Deif Bemerbaran Zisel. Leilah Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lerfuah Shalem Rafol Yeshua Ben Zion Ben Zisel Necha. Getting back to our Malacha Ma'abed Tanning. Okay, so we're in the middle of talking about, of course, Ma'abed Ba'ichlin, how it works with foods. We said Min HaTorah, there's no Ma'abed Ba'ichlin. But Midrabanan, there are various different Talachas that apply. Okay, so just going back a minute in reference to the salt water issue, which we spoke about, many of the questions which come up, which we said come, of course, by the Seder night, a person has to make salt water, they should make it before Yom Tov, if they forgot to make it, be it as it may. But I just want to go through a few more odds and ends, just finishing off the salt water issues from the Sefer Oitzer Alochis. So he says, first of all, he brings down from the Magen Avraham, Shulchan Aruch, Rav Meshabru, and others, that it's not just by water. Any other type of a liquid that the person puts in salt. I guess that's the regular way. I'm not quite sure of certain examples, but if there's another liquid that a person is used to putting into salt, would also, these halachas also apply. It's not just by water per se. And the thing is, in other words, they're going to put in or in conjunction with, because of the fact that it looks like pickling, people put in vegetables and so on. Okay, but be it as it may, we mentioned last time, we said, first of all, to make large amounts that you're not allowed to do, to make large amounts of salt water in general, even however you make it, but that you're not supposed to do. So what's considered a small amount, we said, is okay. Just to review real quickly, it's important to keep these halachas in mind. What small amount? We said any amount at all. I'm just reading from Sefer Oitzer Alochas, again a review. V'chol inin osalasis mei melech azim dahinu beiz shlishe melech shlishe ushlish mayim, two thirds salt and one third water. Or any other drink, any other liquid, like we said, is not allowed. If you have two-thirds salt, even a small amount, that could never be made. But let's say, assuming a person puts a little bit of salt in, and they're making a small amount of salt water. So when they make this small amount, he brings down, not just by Seder night, but in general, people sometimes have, minhagim, or different ways people like to eat. For example, they like to put a little piece of bread, dip a little bit of bread, it brings on me melech muatim kedei letabel by pita. They want to dip their bread into salt water. They like the taste of that. Or possibly kedei litin lesaycha tavshel. Somebody has a food that they're eating. They want to put a little bit of salt water in. So to make a small amount, to use right away, whether dipping in the bread, like we said, or put into the tavshel, they wanted to put a little bit possibly in the cholent. I'm just giving an example. And they're eating it, they want to put a little bit in. So if it's a small amount, and it's not the two-thirds, which is usually two-thirds salt is a lot. two-thirds salt is a lot. So that will be okay. Also, I just want to mention, side note, which I think we mentioned last time, if somebody, whatever the case is, sometimes it comes up, a person has a issue with their tooth, or their mouth, and a case in time where, chas v'shalom infection, you have to be careful. A lot of times they'll say salt water. Salt water is a very good thing. In a case in time where you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, and when you're dealing with infection, obviously you're allowed to do it. That's not a question. A person has sometimes, the pulled tooth or extraction and these type of things in their mouth, and they have to be very careful. Especially in the early stages, either they take on antibiotics or they have to rinse with salt water, and the salt water apparently either brings down, brings down the chances of infection, it kills bacteria and these type of things. And it's a very important thing to, one has to do if they have these issues in their mouth, and to do it on Shabbos also would be okay. You're dealing with chas v'shalom infection, open wounds, open cuts, these type of things. But again, to do it, if they have to make it, to do the same thing, like we said last time, just you make a small amount of salt water, and not to put it, when you make the salt water, just do want to mention offhand, there's various different types of salts, cooked, not cooked, I'm not getting into the whole thing with kli, with bishel, but definitely one thing for sure, not to pour from the urn, right onto the salt on Shabbos, that we don't do. It's always good to put into a kli shlishi, sometimes, in other words, a second cup. You have urn, first cup, and then the second cup. Sometimes you could put it into the klisheni, but again, I'm not going to get into the whole issue of the cooking pot, cook salt, not cook salt. The Shulchan Aruch talks about the whole thing, but definitely not to pour from the urn into the cup. The best thing to keep in mind always in any case scenario when you deal with the question of bishul cooking, and it's a question the person's not sure, in general you keep it at least to a kli shlishi, which is, in other words, urn, pour it into one dry cup, and that water, the hot water, you put into another cup. In that cup, you could put in the, for sure, you could put in the salt. Again, there are cases where you could put into a kli shlishi, but we're not going to get into the whole thing right now. So always try and keep it into a kli shlishi, a small little amount, to make sure, and then you are good to go. Okay, so now once you have that second cup, you know, to make sure in all cases, we don't know always if the salt is yet cooked, not cooked, sometimes we're not sure, whatever the case is, but be it as it may, you put it into the second cup, which is a kli shlishi, but again, a small amount. Bottom line is it's a small amount, half a cup, 3/4 of a cup, whatever. But the amount you're going to be using right away, for one to rinse with that salt water, if they have such a situation. Of course, it shouldn't be 2/3 salt, and 1/3 water. And again, the same thing would apply if they need it for it to dip in or to put it into a food or whatever the case is. To make it the same way. And just to be careful, it's a small amount. When it comes to a meal, I'm going to be using it at this meal, for example. Again, I'm not talking about the Seder right now. I'm talking about in general. I'm going to use it for the various, I have to pour a little bit on the food to make it taste better, whatever the case might be. He brings down, it's machloik. Like we mentioned last time, many say that it's a taz, chok Yaakov, others that it should be done only for the upcoming meal. So he brings down to make enough you need for that one suda, for one meal, and others want to say even more than that, to do it right before the meal, because in other words, the point is over here showing that that you want it. It's not for a pickling process. Again, pickling process is for longer term things, right? Larger amounts, longer term. When you're doing it for the upcoming meal, so when I'm doing it just to rinse my mouth in a case in time, person needs it, and they're allowed to do it, like we mentioned. So you're showing it's not long period. So that's it's not a problem. The pickling part where it becomes a problem, midrabanan, is like it brings down an Ois Yud over here from the Magen Avraham and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Asalim Loich Shum Dover Lahaniach, to put it away, to put it, you know, for longer times, Shalai Lecha La'alta. The bottom line is to make it, to eat it right away, whether you do it for the upcoming meal immediately, which is the best way to do, in case not, there's what to rely on for at least not more than for one meal, which is, again, the upcoming meal, even though it's not, again, when it doesn't have to be Bedafka in conjunction with, like, the Halachas Abarer, you know, Mamish right before, but that's as close as possible to that one meal, upcoming meal, and only to keep it for that one amount. And he brings out loy avaloy misuda lasuda, not from meal to meal. And again, the bottom line is there is a worst case scenario. Somebody they couldn't, they didn't, they did it, whatever the case is. He brings down from the Sharetzion and others that v'yeshemim d'chol sho'usel tzorich oisei Shabbos. Worst case scenario, as long as they did it for that Shabbos, and it's, you know, again, a small amount, so then that would be fine. Okay, so the reason I just want to explain, the reason why I'm saying all three sheets is, so what should I, a person will say, well, what should I do? You try and do the best you could. A person, if it's, they should make enough for one meal, if it's possible, as close to the meal as possible. In case not, at least for one meal, worst case, you know, the upcoming meal, a worst case scenario, if they got stuck or whatever. So then he does bring down, as long as it's for that, you can do for after Shabbos, that's the point. So we try and do the best case scenario, but we want to mention the, you know, if somebody didn't have a chance, they couldn't or whatever, they got stuck. So then, you know, worst case, we could do it, at least it's done for that Shabbos and small amounts. And I just want to end off with one more thing that he brings down. So let's say I make a larger amount of salt water, or if I make 2/3, let's say for whatever reason, a person has to make 2/3 salt and 1/3 water or other drinks, right, or whatever the case is. But I have to make a larger, either larger amounts or very strong salt water, like 2/3. So then he brings down, it's a machloikis, v'yesh deyes emuta, like we mentioned last time, is it going to help you if you're going to put in oil, right? we said last time, if you're putting into a salad, I'm making a salad and I'm salting my salads, we spoke about last time, right? First you put in the oil, even if you put in the oil right away, so then it cools down the salt process, right? But now what about by salt water? If I have to make a strong salt water, by the way, small amounts and just for the upcoming meal, so that's fine. That you can make a small amount, upcoming meal, it's not strong, it's not the two-thirds salt, it's a little bit of salt in a larger amount of water, small amount, enough for the upcoming meal, fine, so that's okay. But now I have to make the strong one or a large amount. So that's already a machlokes, not so simple. If one would be allowed to, if they put in oil into the salt water, would that help? But definitely, he says one thing for sure. But you would have to put in the oil first, worst case scenario. If the person puts in the oil afterwards, then according to everybody, that would not be good. If it's a stronger, again, if it's the stronger salt water or a larger amount. At the time you put it in, you make the salt water, it's already, you have the problem. So, but it's best not to rely on this. Need be, somebody has to, definitely, worst case scenario, to put in, at least to put in first the, make sure to put in first the oil and then the salt. I mean, there is what to rely on that, if need be. He does bring down, but preferably one should stay away from, again, making strong salt water, two-thirds salt, one-third water, or making larger amounts. In other words, not what we mentioned during the shiur. The cases we mentioned during the shiur, those would be okay. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha and bracha kol tov.